The scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10, we'll read verses 46 through 52. Jesus and his followers came into Jericho. As Jesus was leaving Jericho together with his disciples and a sizable crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, Timaeus' son, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was there, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, show me mercy." Many scolded him, telling him to keep quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, show me mercy." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him forward." They called the blind man, "Be encouraged, get up, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak to the side, he jumped up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Teacher, I want to see." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." At once he was able to see and began to follow Jesus on the way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It seems to be a very simple story, covering a mere half dozen verses. It gives us a quick glimpse into the life on the road with the Master. The details seem obvious and have been portrayed by countless children's Sunday school classes. It has action that moves quickly and involves everyone, as those not selected to play the part of Jesus, Bartimaeus, or the disciples find themselves cast as the sizable crowd. Those who follow Jesus along the way, just waiting to see what he might do next, to hear his next compelling story. The dialogue is clear and flows easily. The cry of Bartimaeus is heard, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The sizable crowd attempts to shush him, to no avail. As the disciples rise, Jesus intervenes with a clear command, "Call him forward." The sizable crowd quickly shifts character, trying to keep up with the sudden plot twist. "Dude, come on, he's calling you." Well, the spotlight, whose light Bartimaeus can't see, falls now upon him. He casts off his cloak with abandon and stands before Jesus, who asks what might seem like a rhetorical or even ridiculous question. "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus, now only identified as the blind man, responds, "Teacher, I want to see." As the orchestra begins to play, the final line of the drama rings out, "Go, your faith has healed you." And in total keeping with the character of Mark's fast-paced style, the text then says, "At once he was able to see and began to follow Jesus on the way." At once. It was Mark's way of keeping the action of the story always moving. Mark's message was always carried on the ever-moving action of the gospel story. Even at live-action speed of Mark's story, there are plenty of lessons in these six simple verses that we notice. But what are we missing when the story moves so quickly? What if we were to slow it down? Watch the whole scene unfold in some kind of slow motion replay. Mark is already slowing the action down a little bit. In verse 46, he slows down enough to see more than a blind beggar. He sees a man who has a name and who is someone's son. His name is Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Isn't it intriguing then when Bartimaeus speaks in verse 51, he is identified only as the blind man. In a fast-paced drama, a quick assumption is that the blind man is specific enough because, after all, this is a story of a blind beggar whose name we know is Bartimaeus, the only blind man in the story, right? Well, let's slow down the pace a little bit more as we think about that assumption. Was Bartimaeus the only blind man in the story? Maybe, maybe not. Could there have been other blind men in the sizable crowd that followed Jesus? Could that whole sizable crowd have been blind? They certainly seemed to be blind to who Bartimaeus was when they saw him, if they saw him at all. What they saw was only a blind beggar. They didn't see the blind beggar, just a blind beggar. They didn't see a man or remember whose son he was. If they considered whose son he was at all, it may have been as a pawn in their judgmental theologizing, which, seeing his blindness, might have asked only, who sinned, this man or his father? If they saw Bartimaeus at all they saw was a statistic identified only by his need. One more faceless, nameless, marginalized, blind beggar among all the others. The sizable crowd was blind to Bartimaeus, and they were deaf to his cries. Actually, they heard his cries, but even worse than being deaf to them, they tried to silence his cries. They robbed the blind by stealing Bartimaeus' dignity as a person and denied him the only power he had by trying to silence his cries. If we were but to slow down a little bit more, we might see more than the needs of Bartimaeus. We might notice something familiar about his character, something that calls to mind someone else whose story we have recently heard. If we get past the fact that Bartimaeus was blind, we might notice that he was also persistent. Even in the midst of the darkness of his suffering, he still cried out to Jesus to have mercy on him. Even when the crowd, blind to who he was and to his suffering, tried to silence his cry, he still continued to cry. Maybe that is what those who have faith do in the midst of their ongoing suffering. Maybe Bartimaeus was modeling the behavior of a hero named Job from a Bible story he had heard as a child in Sabbath school. Which came first? Did his faith give rise to his cries, or did his cries open up a space for faith to grow within the dark place that he found himself in the margins of his world? What if we were going to cast this drama this morning? Who will portray the characters as we attempt to bring this story to life? The role of Bartimaeus is portrayed daily by those who still go unnoticed, who still cry out from the dark margins, whose cries still get silenced by sizable crowds. The role of Jesus is reserved for those who are not blind to others, especially others who are suffering, those who are not deaf to the cries of those in need. Playing the role of Jesus requires someone who can see people for who they are with the eyes of Christ, who can hear the cries of every Bartimaeus above the noise of the sizable crowd. Someone who can and does take time to speak words of mercy to those who need to hear them. Now, anyone who is not cast as Bartimaeus or Christ will be the extras, cast as the sizable crowd. Maybe this story isn't just about a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Maybe it's about most of us, if not all of us. What more might these six simple verses have to say to the rest of us? How might the story of Bartimaeus call the rest of us to a place of our own transformation and growth, our own healing? Maybe when Jesus asked the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" he wasn't just talking to Bartimaeus. Maybe he was talking to the rest of us. What do we want Jesus to do for us? Do we want to see? Do we want to see others for who they really are? Do we want to see who might be hidden from our eyes beneath those dark cloaks? Cloaks of judgment that might have been cast over them by sizable crowds. Cloaks of invisibility that completely remove others from sight. so as not to distract our focus from our own goals and our own agendas. Cloaks that are cast over the suffering of others so that we don't have to bear seeing the reflection of our own vulnerability in their hurting faces. Cloaks that are cast over everyone to whom we would rather remain blind. Do we want to see? Do we want to see others for who they are? Who wants to see that? In the context of our voyage of discovery, our Sunday school theme for this year, we have thought about being called forth by God, each on a path of our own. We have stopped along the way for needed direction. We have looked at creation. We've listened for the voice of wisdom. We allowed communion to create an open space of discovery and fresh connection to God. Job told us that suffering has the capacity to open the same kind of space of discovery. All of these surprising places, we are able to discover God along our way. The story of Bartimaeus offers us another lesson about a surprising place in which we may discover the presence of God as we continue on our way, wherever our voyage may take us. Here we find that it is in seeing and recognizing others, by connecting with them, even the forgotten, faceless others who suffer in the margins, that we can discover the presence of God. We say we are on a voyage of discovery. We want to see the presence of the risen Lord among us. We want to see the power and mercy of our God. The story of Bartimaeus tells us that if we were but willing to slow down and see others, if we were but willing to listen to them, willing to go to all the Bartimaeuses out there and tell them that Christ has heard their cry and invites them to come to Him, if we would but offer them a hand, if we would but enter into relationship with them, seeing them as individuals with not only a name, but as people who have within them the divine spark of God, then we would come to see God in their faces. We would discover our true role by taking our place in the drama of God's redeeming work. We would discover the joy of fresh connection when we truly see others for who they are. We will also see our God more fully. Yes. Yes, Lord, we want to see. Amen.